This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877 DOCDALI. So while we have part of the country or people in the country saying, I'm going to pass, no vaccine for me, we have many other people raising their hands going, I'll take my third shot now. So we have a little bit more scoop on what's happening with the boosters. Apparently the FDA is slated to approve the third shot of a COVID vaccine for immunocompromised individuals. Not for everybody yet, but it is believed that they are going to approve it for those transplant patients, cancer patients, those with weakened immune systems, those with HIV, and anybody who I believe has a doctor's note or clarification that, or specification, that this is somebody at high risk of contracting severe COVID. We don't have the guidance yet by the FDA nor the CDC. It's supposed to be coming, but it looks like that's kind of where things are going. So we'll keep you posted when that happens. The thing is a million people have already gotten a third shot. They estimate a million people already got a third vaccine. And the reason why is if there's this hesitancy among a lot of people, the shots are going to expire, and you have somebody saying, look, I'm worried about my immunity. I think my antibodies aren't high. Can I have one? I believe that many health districts working with doctors probably said, okay, go for it. So what's happening now is there was a study that came out in the Annals of Internal Medicine. It's not anals, it's annals. And it looked at the safety and efficacy of a third mRNA dose. Now, this is a very, very small study, but this is one of the reasons why many medical professionals are saying, look, we got to get that third dose out there. And what happened is they looked at 30 people who had a transplant, a kidney transplant or organ transplant, and the majority of them were kidney. And 24 of them, after their second mRNA vaccine dose, after a while, they had low immunity or no antibody detection. Now, remember, people who are transplant patients, transplant recipients, they have to be on immunosuppressive drugs so they don't reject the organ. We want the organ to work. We want it to stick. And so we want the body to get used to it. And so the immunosuppressed, so the antibodies are like, wait a second, what is this? And I'm just too tired to deal with it. And then finally, like, you know what? You know, he looks benign. He's cool. He's one of us. You could stay. And so that's kind of the hopes we have, you know, when somebody gets a transplant, an organ from somebody else. So we immunosuppress them. But if we're going to immunosuppress them, then these antibodies aren't going to be very quick and sharp and at attention when it comes to a COVID spike protein antibody production and response to that. So when they gave these patients a third dose, they found that their immunity strengthened pretty significantly. So the antibody titers were impressive enough, such that this, as well as some other studies, have kind of concluded that, look, we have 2.7% of adults in the U.S. immunocompromised. We have this Delta wave. We have people at high risk. If we have the extra shots, why not? Now, what about the rest of us as non-immunocompromised? Well, one, count your blessings, because if you are immunocompromised, that's not easy at all. But Dr. Fauci is estimating that every American is going to eventually need a booster. Now, mind you, these are not brand new spanking vaccines that are variant specific. We're not there yet, especially since the variants keep changing. We have a Delta, we have a Lambda. So if we start to, you know, see, which I think this is what Pfizer and Moderna are looking at, we're seeing a very common spike protein mutation they're working on a vaccine that will hopefully handle the gamut of those. But this booster we're talking about is just a third shot of what you got previously. Okay? And they feel that it's going to give a proper immune response. So people are pretty excited about that. But when Dr. Fauci says something, half the country listens. The other half the country doesn't. So that's, I'll, you know, take it for what it's worth. But in an appearance on NBC's Today, Dr. Fauci spoke about the need for third doses. Now, you know, people ask, well, Dr. Dahlia, what do you think? First of all, thank you for asking my opinion. Thank you. That's really cool. The one of you that really cares about my opinion. I think we're going to need a booster because this virus, one, there's not been another virus like it, so I don't trust it. So if it's supposed to act like hepatitis or varicella where you have long-lasting immunity, no, I don't buy it. So I wouldn't be surprised if it acts more like the flu in terms of you just needing a yearly shot, something fine-tuned, fine-tweaked. Eventually, we are going to combine it with flu shots. Right now, not yet, because they're different vaccines. The flu shot is a killed virus. This is an mRNA. It's very delicate. The mRNA is genetic material that has to get into the cell. So right now, I don't think we're there yet for the combination, but I know they want to work on it. But my concern with all this is this isn't a one-size-fits-all. The problem we're seeing with COVID is healthy vaccinated individuals are getting COVID and they're being hospitalized. In fact, I think in Florida, they're asking people to not call 911 unless it's a real emergency. Florida's hospitals are overwhelmed. Texas hospitals are overwhelmed. We're starting to see around the country hospitals overwhelmed. Children's hospitals are seeing more and more admissions with kids. So this virus is one of these really, really weird viruses, such that when we were told, get your shots and you're going to be good, I knew that was smoke being blown up our retroperitoneum because it's going to help us now, but it's not going to be a long-term thing. Now, the problem we have is it's very, very difficult to get people to be compliant and, you know, get the vaccine as it is. Many people are not excited about the vaccine. So then to try to enact a third dose is going to be a little bit more tricky. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Lay off the mandate sort of narrative and rhetoric. If you've noticed, vaccination rates have climbed. And many of them, it wasn't so much because of a mandate, it's because they were scared. When people are worried about the virus, they're going to go and get the vaccine. And so, you know, we're going to be talking about how California is going to start mandating, I think, even vaccine passports for regular stores. I just don't see how that's going to work with boosters and third doses. It's going to be a mess. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. shipping is free, too. So call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your 10 Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to our producer, Daniel, for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So if you thought the Olympics was dramatic, if you thought the previous election was dramatic, if you thought the BLM protests were dramatic, you ain't seen nothing yet. These school board meetings, man, I sat through a county commissioner meeting. I watched it online a few weeks back, and that was, man, this is better than any reality TV. I mean, it gets heated. And I don't like to see drama. I don't like to see mayhem. But the one thing I do appreciate from the transparency we get in terms of watching these online and being able to see it is you get to see what the media isn't covering sometimes. And you see parents upset. You see people ticked.
You also see some people going crazy. I think one threatened a school board member. I mean, you know, it really starts to kind of open up your eyes to what's going on in this country and how much people are going to take and how much people are not going to take and how people are just being pushed to their limit. And so, sadly, we've been seeing this and on a whole multiple fronts. You saw that landlord killed his tenants for not paying rent. I mean, that's it's horrible. He's not sure how many years he's going to get. He's 78 years old. How much dementia he had or mental illness he had. But people are being driven to the brink. And when they do that, they lose their humanity. They lose their sense of ethics. And they either threaten or they act on those threats. So when the media says, well, we have anti-vaxxers that descend on a school meeting, that just kind of makes it sound like you have a bunch of crazy people that are getting, but when you have people, you know, instead, you know, if the headline is, you know, parents voice their concerns about their children having obstructive breathing in school, that's a whole different, you know, than conversation. So if you ever can, try to watch these live streams because they really give you a better sense than what the media is able to convey. So heated arguments spilled out into the parking lot. This is Tuesday night after a school board meeting in a suburban Tennessee county. They approved a temporary requirement for masks in elementary schools during the COVID-19 pandemic. So many debates have ensued over masks in schools. The Department of Education in Williamson County, south of Nashville, approved the mask requirement for elementary school students, staff, and visitors inside all buildings and on buses beginning Thursday and ending September 21st. So COVID-19, the Delta variant, this one is attacking kids more than the wild types. Is it attacking to a degree that is going to make parents throughout the country want masks? Hard to say. We have a lot of outraged parents. And unfortunately, some of them were going after the healthcare workers, which we'll talk about later. And so my guess is some healthcare workers were there to, you know, attest and say, look, guys, you know, at my hospital, apparently, they're seeing Dr. Britt Maxwell, an internal medicine specialist, said, at my hospital, we're seeing otherwise healthy people in their 30s and 40s getting sick. Case counts are going up exponentially and some are dying. And so, you know, doctors are there trying to say, look, this is what I'm seeing. But again, people don't get to live stream and see what's going on in the hospital. You know, unless they have somebody who has COVID gasping for air, and, you know, sometimes it just seems to be something that the media is propagating. And I am for honest media. But I get that a lot of these masks are, you know, microscopically like a chain link fence. And if a child is having trouble breathing, if a child is not doing well, if a child is distracted with something being on their face, psychologically, there are some psychological ramifications that I don't think have really been looked at, where, you know, people don't like things on their face. Cats don't like you touching their face. Dogs. Face touching is aversive. And it's because the face has so many vital, you know, organs that something tactilely sensed can affect somebody psychologically, distract them. So there, you know, this isn't so much, you know, not only could this be about the breathing or about, you know, protecting one against the virus, even though we know it can also go through the eyes and a whole variety of ways, you know, it's, you kind of wonder, you know, if kids are going to have to wear masks for months on end, what that does. So, you know, there does need to be studies. And I totally understand if a parent is fighting for their kid. These parents love their kids. I will not debate a parent's mental state when they are raising questions about their kid's health, whether it's to protect them from a virus or to increase their ability to breathe. That's why when a parent has questions about vaccines for their kids, I don't call them crazy. I call them concerned parents. I believe the vaccines protect the kids more often than the risks to the children. But a parent raising that question is a parent who loves their kid. I'd rather a parent love their kid than say, I don't care. Just, you know what, I'm busy. Take the kid, put whatever. Just, I got to go to work. I would rather a parent go, can you please talk to me about the shots? What is my baby getting? Yet, that's not, people want the parent, like, just do whatever. So, it's an issue. Now, a little bit more north, Loudoun County School Board. This was a very highly publicized debate in terms of expanding transgender rights in schools. They did pass a measure, 7-2, over an hour of debates on amendments and a discussion, and whether to send the measure back for further discussion and modification. But it appears that they are moving forward to expand transgender rights in school. Now, what that would do is allow transgender student athletes to participate on teams based on their gender identity. Teachers and staff would be required to refer to students by their preferred pronouns. Transgender students would use bathrooms and locker rooms based on their gender identity. It was amended prior to the final vote, requiring all school staff to undergo training on topics related to LGBTQ plus students. Originally, the policy only required such training for all school mental health professionals. The policy would follow Virginia law, which has directed districts to consider revised anti-harassment guidelines. You know, with everything going on with COVID and all that, you know, this has probably been one of the hottest topics and hottest headlines on transgender students. And when you look at the numbers, I mean, there's very, very few, you know, in theory. I believe there's probably more who have not wanted to come forward because they feel they're going to be ostracized and biased against. But, you know, it's interesting how something like this has taken such a central role with school. And I'm of the belief, having a transgender in the family, I'm having a nephew who's transgender. I'm of the belief that if somebody wants to identify, you know, I mean, they can identify however they want to identify. And if a teacher is calling them by their name on their birth certificate, and that's not the name they want to be addressed, I think a child has every right to be asked how they want to be addressed. I don't know if that would extend to somebody wanting to be called Adolf Hitler. I don't think it would extend to that. But if a child wants to be named Hillary versus Bob versus Dave versus Diana, or pronouns, as far as I'm concerned, that's fine. I went to 12 schools. I hated my mom's nickname of mine. I actually liked my real name, Dahlia. So when a teacher said, what's your name? And my mom said, Dolly. And I cringed, you know, because people always made fun of Dolly. And the teacher said, what would you like to be called? And I'm like, Dahlia. And then from that point, I was able to be called what I wanted to be. And it was so refreshing for me to be able to be called what I wanted to be called. So I could imagine what a transgender child is going through. That being said, I think we do need to choreograph and re-strategize how we handle bathroom issues. There's many parents out there that are not going to want a 13-year-old boy in a kindergarten girl's bathroom. And how does Title IX, shall we say, play in? If young girls are not supposed to see, let's say, a penis, because that can violate Title IX, how does that work in terms of transgender bathrooms and lockers? So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are falling as initial claims dropped to 375,000 last week. That's 12,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. The biggest jumps in claims were in Indiana, Georgia, Rhode Island, Alabama, and Illinois. That news despite inflation remains at a 13-year high at 5.4%, despite the Biden administration insisting soaring prices are temporary. Used car prices and gas prices are both up 42%. Sharon Epperson is CNBC's senior personal finance correspondent.
People are experiencing inflation firsthand because they know that their paycheck isn't going as far as it did a couple months ago even. So inflation is not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. It's a sign. It's a sign that we're in a period of economic recovery.
This is USA Radio News. Republicans on Capitol Hill say COVID-positive illegal immigrants being released into the United States are responsible for the spread of the Delta variant. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan calls on President Biden to address increased border crossings before pursuing coronavirus mandates.
I don't want to hear anything about COVID cases in Florida, mask mandates in New York, vaccine passports. I don't want to hear anything about that until the Biden administration deals with the crisis they created on our southern border. There is no other conclusion any rational person can reach other than this is intentional, this is deliberate.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The demand for air travel is taking a hit as well as the Delta variant of coronavirus sweeps across the country. The TSA screened 1.7 million people nationwide on Tuesday, which was the lowest number of passengers in almost 2 months. Average airline booking prices are currently down by about $76 from the end of June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one of our listeners has kind of clued us in that their college professor for their child, that they're spending a lot of money for college, has decided to do online courses, even though their state is completely open. I'm not going to label name the college. But the college professor for one class, and I think now another class, is going, you know what, we're just going to do online. And so parents obviously are spending a lot of money. This is why I do in-state college. I spent a lot of money on private school. I didn't have to, really didn't have to do that. So now my kids are going to state school, and I'm proud of it. They're going to my same school. I went to UNLV. My husband went to UNLV. My kids are going to UNLV. We are rebels to the end. So I'm pretty excited about that. But I know there's some parents out there who shelled out a lot of bucks for college. And to hear that the kids are going to be doing online courses, you know, honestly, what you're paying for is the degree. I mean, a degree from Harvard is a degree from Harvard. Unless somebody decides to cancel it for something that happened in its past. But for now, it's a pretty valuable degree. But my degree from UNLV and then from UNR Med and training that I got throughout Nevada as well as UCLA got me to where I am today, so I'm grateful for it all. I didn't need a Harvard degree, thank God. So I'm pretty happy about that. But this just kind of highlights that there are a lot of workers out there that even though the city's open, the county's open, there's mask mandates, they're vaccinated, still not coming back to work. And we knew this was going to happen. When we heard that some educators are like, you know, I'm not ready to go back into the classroom, and this is when COVID was going down, they're like, okay, well, you know, will you do so after the vaccine? Now the vaccine came, a lot of people are like, nah, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. Well, you know, some employers are finally making people poop or get off the pot. Apparently Google, the many staff members have agreed to take pay cuts to be able to work from home permanently. So when I say to not come back to work, I'm not saying to stay on unemployment. I mean to be able to work from a job at home. So I think what we need to now investigate and research is what is now the typical work day that people want. So when I was younger, I remember seeing the movie 9 to 5. I was a kid when that came out. Working 9 to 5. Right? And I was like, ooh, yeah. Tumble out of bed and someone to the kitchen. Anyway, I love that movie. And I looked at that movie going, I want to do that. I want to work in an office. And my mom was looking at me, oh, you have no idea. And I'm like, no, you know, because I get to dress up and I get to wear a skirt and I get to hang out with the girls and, oh, it's going to be so much fun. And I love to type. I love to type. And, I, you know, my mom's like, no, you don't understand. Okay, you know, I've worked in an office. It's not fun. I'm like, yeah, but those typewriters look fancy, you know, because it was the IBM electric or the electric typewriters, you know, and I had to learn on a manual. And I'm like, oh, I want one of those. And I was just all excited by that movie. And my mom's like, no, you're not going to like it. But I always envisioned, yeah, my work day would be getting to go to work in the hustle bustle of New York City. There being tons of people around. I get to joke around. There's going to be somebody that everybody hates. And we all try to avoid, like, Roz or whoever that was in the movie. And that's how I imagined it. And so when I opened up my practice, I kind of imagined it to be like Scrubs, in a way. So at the hospital, we're all having fun. Right, we're hanging out with the patients, we're, you know, cool with the nurses, and you know, so you see these TV shows and you kind of have an idea, but when you really do the day in and day out, your work days go from 5, 6 a.m. to 6, 7 at night, and that was a good day, and you start getting tired, and all of a sudden, for 16 months, you get to work from home, and maybe you think at first it's a punishment. I was like, thank God I'm an essential worker, because I could not work. But you start to work from home. I was seeing patients remotely before that in 2019. And I start to realize, okay, I think I'm liking my new work day. Now, my work day is a little different from yours. I wake up at about 5, 6 a.m. I exercise. I prep for my show. I might see a couple patients. Then I do my show for 3 hours. Then I see more patients remotely, do more prep, do some media stories or interview hits, help with the kids, clean, cook, whatever, do another workout, see maybe another patient or two, do more prep, and then I'm in bed by 11 at night. So, I mean, my day is kind of long, but I'd like to know, what is your work day at home? And what would your ideal work day be? Is it you wake up, you pour yourself some coffee, you might maybe get your workout in, and then you log in, you do some work for a couple hours, take a break, deal with the kids, go log back on, take a break? Or are you logged in for 8-9 hours, you're home, you don't have to wear the high heels, you don't have to wear the Spanx,
You don't even have to wear makeup because nobody's seen you. You get to save money on dyeing your hair. You get to save money on your lashes. You don't have to worry about a tan. You don't have to worry about a bra. You can wear a sports bra. You know, we need to really kind of see what it is, because there's a lot of industries out there that need you back. And if they can see some parallels, or shall we say actually some intersections of what you want and what they want, there might be ways where you could still do your job. We spoke about this a year ago. Many of you were concerned about going back to work, and you were afraid you'd lose your job if you asked remotely. And I talked to you about having a heart-to-heart with your employer. One, find out what the employer wants. Two, ask, you know, even if you are willing to go back to work, ask if any part of that job could be done remotely. And, you know, it looks like some people, what they're doing is they're actually negotiating, saying, you can pay me less. You could pay me less, and I'll do the same work. And it looks like that might work for Google. So they say Google employees have agreed to a pay cut recently put forth by the tech giant in exchange for the opportunity to work remotely. A bunch of other Fortune 500 players looks like may follow suit, according to CBS News and Daily Mail. They say staffers, now that they're able to work in cheaper U.S. cities, right? They, just like Facebook had suggested last year, if you don't have to be in Northern California and spend that kind of money because you can now live in Nevada and do your job, why are we giving you the higher income? And a lot of people are like, yeah, let me move to a cheaper place. Now I don't have to drive. Now I don't have to get a commute. I won't have to be taxed per mile. So looks like some of these tech giants are figuring out how to make this work. According to Google, they say our compensation packages have always been determined by location, and we always pay up the top of the local market based on where an employee works from. But over 10,000 Google employees have requested permission to work from home full-time or to relocate to a different office until COVID abates. Well, here we are now going into year two. So Google has approved 85% of the employees' work-from-home requests. Now, what's the average salary? $120,000. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. So, but then again, their average salary kind of is related to what the prices are in terms of that area. So what is it that, what would be ideal? And you got to be honest. And let's say you want to do this anonymously. Send it to me anonymously at drdolly@hotmail.com. Or, you know, you could say, look, I heard this from a friend. All right? Is it that you don't want to work a max of 4 hours? Is it that you want to be able to sit? Is it that you want to be able to take frequent breaks? Is it because you need to be able to have access to your kids? Is it because you want to work with your pets? You don't want to leave your pets. I know people where the only thing keeping them from going back to work is they have a new pet. Well, what if you're allowed to bring your pet to work? What if you have a workspace where you could always be with your pet? I know some people can't travel with their pets. A couple of my pets I can travel. The others will just diarrhea and vomit on the drive over. But, you know, sometimes it might be just one thing or two things. What if it's why I have to pick up my kids? So the boss is like, fine, you get an hour break here and here during the day, two different breaks for your kids, and then we just pay you 6 hours a day. So, you know, I'd like to know what it is. What is your ideal work day? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So today, Biden is calling on Congress to allow Medicare to start negotiating drug prices. Well, they do, but they are going to be changing Medicare rules as part of his $3.5 trillion spending package. So he's outlining plans today on how to reduce medication costs. Now, I think collectively, bipartisanly, we could agree that it is ridiculous that we are spending more money on our drugs than other countries. It's a phenomenon many of us can't really explain why that happens. Many theories have been floating out there, such that these companies take such a loss with Mexico or Canada or other countries not spending the money, such that they only make it up by American prices. A lot of people don't like to believe that, but I told you about how things work in medicine, and sadly, that does happen, where you take a loss and you hope to get it on the back end. If I could just talk about that for a second. When it comes to insurance paying for a patient, I can't tell you how many times my patients would come in saying, my insurance only paid you $2.42. I'm like, yeah. They're like, how do you stay open? I go, I have to hope that somebody without insurance comes in. I mean, it's a sad reality. And so, you know, that's why people say doctors are poor business people, because they will allow insurance to pay them so badly, or insurance to say, we're not paying you anything, go bill the patient. And you can't get a container of milk without paying for it first. Yet you give your services as a doctor, and then you're just left to try to fight and get the payment. That's why a lot of doctors quit. And they're like, we'll just work for a company. And now you kind of go to a, you know, robo-call sort of, you know, more corporate-type facility for your medicine. So with, you know, prescription medications, sadly, it's whoever will pay more, they're going to try to get more. And wherever they have to take a loss, they'll take that loss and hope that they get the money from somewhere else. But I also think it's because there's not a lot of... I'm not a huge fan of regulation, but there's a lot of ways people monopolize the market, like we saw with the EpiPens, and I think there has to be some checks and balances with that. So an official said it would be, quote, a forceful message to Congress to deliver savings to millions of Americans by allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices. Medicare is allowed to negotiate prices for every other type of health except drug prices. Now, why is that? Well, you know, Medicare competing with other entities. Medicare is the government. It's a bigger beast. People were concerned about how unfair that could be. And I am sure that that could open up a whole slew of problems. But, you know, pharmaceutical companies, interestingly, have a very difficult journey when it comes to getting a drug approved, paid for, and getting their money back. The R&D that go into these drugs it's just mind-boggling how much it costs. And for a pharmaceutical company to only get a patent for X number of years, which allows them to make money on the brand name until generics get access and are able to recreate the drug much cheaper, that pharmaceutical company loses money many times when a drug goes generic. Like Lipitor was a godsend, you know, in terms of the statins. But the second I went to atorvastatin, people asked for that. Norvasc also went to amlodipine. The Z-Pak, we might still call it the Z-Pak, but many of you get azithromycin. So we start to see, you know, other companies be able to take a bite of the market. And a pharmaceutical company has to hope and pray that they made enough money and will still continue to make enough money on that drug. Now, sometimes a pharmaceutical company hits the jackpot with a Z-Pak, with a Viagra, with a Lipitor, as with Pfizer or with AstraZeneca, Crestor. There's so many Symbicort. So there's medications out there that do allow them to hit the jackpot. But sadly, there's a lot of medications that don't hit the jackpot. And if a pharmaceutical company starts to fire people for going, why did you make us do that drug? Why did you choose that drug? How come this drug failed? You're not really going to have a lot of people at the board meeting say, why don't we do a drug for pain? Why don't we do a drug for this? Unless a pharmaceutical company thinks they're going to make the money, They're not going to jump on it. This is the problem we had with Ebola. Ebola had been around since the 70s. And here we have an epidemic, close to pandemic, in 2014 to 2016, and we don't have one medication on the market. Why? Well, if a pharmaceutical company isn't incentivized to do it, they're not going to make it. So, sadly, if you want the newest drugs, if you want the newest cancer drugs, if you want the newest medications, pharmaceutical companies need to be able to guarantee that they're going to make a profit, and a decent profit. Now, some of you will say, well, you know what, they will make money, they will make a profit. Yeah, but look what happened to Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson definitely needed money in their coffers for all the lawsuits that came. Because the pain medication, because the talcum powder issues. So these pharmaceutical companies, they don't want to just squeak by and make a 10% profit. They want to make sure they have cushion just in case somebody decides to sue. By the way, if you do have an adverse event to a drug, you can sue if it was brand name. You can't sue generic. So the brand name company, if you were taking, let's say, brand name, I don't know, I don't want to name a drug per se, let's say brand name X, and there was a generic, same medication but generic, Y, if you were taking Y and you had an adverse event, you really don't have a lot of avenues in court, except maybe suing the doctor, which I would not advise you to do if it's a medication issue. But, and the doctor wasn't at fault, if the doctor wasn't at fault. But if you took brand name X and it was a brand name, you get to sue, you know, then that could be entertained in the courts. So, you know, when it comes to pharmaceutical companies and us spending less on drugs, that is something that we do have to move forward to. We talked about how, you know, the average person cannot afford their medical bills. Well, it's amazing what we do in medicine now. We're saving people with cancer. We're saving people from heart disease. So, I mean, what we can do now is obviously costing more money. COVID, the amount of money spent to save you from COVID is in the millions for one person. So how do we make that cheaper? So we are going to have to move forward. Trump moved forward with insulin. I think President Biden is going to also, you know, try to help people with their cost of insulin. But when, you know, cancer drugs out of cost can be easily thousands of dollars a year. You know, some people are avoiding getting medical care because they are worried that even if they are diagnosed with cancer, they won't be able to spend the money getting treated anyway. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Medicare is going to be moving towards probably the public option or the Medicare for all. So I'm not surprised. And whether you like that idea or not, I know I'm really torn by that because Medicare has a lot of problems. But don't be surprised if you see the White House start to move towards revamping and changing Medicare. If Medicare gets to, you know, now negotiate drug prices, and that now affects the cost of everything across the board, you know, that gives it a lot of power. And Medicare is going to probably be the, you know, insurance de jure if we move to public option. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.